Doug Goldstein, futurist on site at the end of the day, of day one of the Population Health Colloquium. And I have Rashika Fernandopoulos, who's the CEO, physician, founder of Iora Health. And you're doing some incredible things to empower primary care doctors to do what's good for me as a person and a patient. So can you give us a quick highlight of what you're doing?
Sure. So we're trying to build a brand new model of primary care delivery. We know that primary care is key to getting healthcare right. We can help people navigate the whole healthcare system. We can help them manage their disease. The problem is existing primary care practices just can't do it, right? You're stuck in this hamster wheel, as some people call it. Seeing patients every 7 minutes, billing, coding, churning, the EMR takes over your life. I think a lot of people are trying to fix that. But they're trying to be incremental about it, taking existing practices and make them a little better. And we simply said, maybe what we also need to do, that's God's work, is we need to build a vision of what this ought to be. And the way to do that is simply start over. And so we start over, we're building a new model from scratch. We work with what we call sponsors. They're self-insured payers like union trusts and employers, or we just started working with Humana as a health plan to pay us differently. And that lets us build a completely different care delivery model.
So what are some key features of the differences in the model of primary care? Like, what would I experience differently as a person?
Sure. So most primary care practices, they feel like their job is they're going to do the best job they can with each patient coming in front of them. You walk in the door in the morning, you have 38 patients booked for 7 minutes each, and you see them, you diagnose, you treat, you code, you bill, you move to the next patient. Maybe at the end of the day, you're writing notes all day, right? This is different. What we feel is we have a population of people and they are our problem. And our job is to improve their health and keep them out of trouble and do whatever it takes. So we have a very robust team. A typical practice is 2 docs and maybe 6 to 8 what we call health coaches. And these are folks from the community, speak the language of the people we serve. And their job is to help you, the patient, actually execute on the plan. Right. So when you come in to see me, first of all, we have a huddle in the morning where we spend 45 minutes talking about our patients and make a plan. What are we going to do? So you come in, you see your health coach, we get your data. I come in and we make what's called a shared care plan for you, which is what are we going to do to improve your health? It probably includes, yes, includes medicines. That's only a piece, but how do we help you eat better, move better, think about your stress, etc. And then we'll put you on a program. So the health coach will help you figure out what you're going to monitor. You will be sending us in your data, whether it's on your smartphone or Bluetooth from a scale or we will reach out to you and check up on you. If we notice you're getting off the program, the health coach may take you to the grocery store with your spouse and teach you how to shop. Go around, buy what you'd usually buy, and let's look at the labels, right? What's bad about this? Let's get something different. There are a lot of groups, so you can take yoga classes and diabetes clubs and the like. We'll proactively help you find the right specialist. If you go to the hospital, we'll come to the hospital and see you, make sure that they take good care of you. But really, it's getting people to feel like, again, do whatever it takes to help improve your health and keep you out of trouble.
Sounds more like a friend than a health coach.
Yeah, so that's the whole point, right? It's about relationship. I think we've turned healthcare in this country into a series of transactions, document, coding, billing. A lot of things we do trying to fix it. Meaningful use is more checkboxes and the like. That never healed anyone. So what we're doing is saying get rid of as many of those as possible and refocus on the relationship.
That is really, really needed. Now, you shared a really interesting story on the panel just now at the conference. What was that story about an iPod and a patient?
We have lots and lots of stories. And I think it goes to the what we empower our teams to do is say, again, your job is to improve people's health no matter what it takes. So there's a great one of my favorite stories with a patient we had in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We were taking care of members of the Casino Workers Union there. So a patient came in, Mr. Edwin, who had diabetes and hypertension for a long time, didn't take care of it, so ended up on dialysis. So 3 times a week, he'd go to a dialysis chamber, you know, get plugged in and sit there. Poor Mr. Edwin also had a really bad anxiety disorder. So every now and then, he'd sort of wig out in the chair. Gotta get up, gotta move. And he's confident, so they have to let him unplug him, and he goes home. Guess what happens the next day? He shows them the ER in renal failure because they didn't dialyze him. So he can't breathe, his potassium 7, his palpitations. They admit him to the hospital. 2 days of inpatient dialysis. They send him home with some Ativan. He throws it away. He hates how it makes him feel. This cycle repeated 17 times.
17?
Yeah, the year before. $200,000+ of costs, and nothing. No one did anything about it, right? Came to our practice, health coach met him. You know, we hired them, by the way, for empathy, being able to connect to human beings. That's the only thing we hired them for. And she said, "Mr. Edwin, that must be awful. Oh, it feels awful." "Well, do you ever feel that way anywhere else?" "Well, sometimes at home, I feel I have to get up and move." So the key question is, well, at home, is there anything you can do to make you feel better? "Well, at home, I put my music on and it calms me down." So she comes out to me, and again, "Do whatever it takes." She said, and our health coaches have a little bit of a budget to spend on patients. So she said, "Well, doc, can we buy one of those iPod things?" I was like, "Absolutely." So we go online, eBay, used iPod Shuffle, $45. You know, what sort of music do you like? "Likes merengue." Great. Spend an hour when the thing arrives, get the girls to bring the merengue CDs and download it on there. She does. A week later, Mr. Edwin comes in. I say, "Everyone stop everything." We go to his room, the whole team. And I said, "Mr. Edwin, congratulations. You win our Patient of the Month award," which we didn't have, of course. "But here's your prize. It's an iPod." "Really? Look, put it in, press the button. Ooh, I love this song. Every time you go to dialysis, you put that in and you listen to us and you think of us." So we did. Next 6 months, zero admissions, right? So this was a $45 iPod. Saved $250,000 of healthcare costs and, you know, improved his quality of life dramatically. Why does no one else do that? Because they think their job is document, code, and bill. There's no CPT code for buy iPod on eBay, right? There's no CPT code for spend an hour downloading merengue and said iPod, right? But when you change the culture, when you change what people think their job is, you can actually make a difference. And it was the right thing to do.
Well, the point that you made on the panel was this is not about healthcare. This is about life. And that's your overriding principle. And that's illustrated so well by that story.
It is. We need to fix people's lives. And we used to do this in healthcare. And I think, unfortunately, the last 40, 50, whatever number of years, we've sort of gone the wrong way, right? We've turned into these codes and bills and turned it into a factory. It's the wrong way to go. So what we're doing is sort of undoing that, but sort of using the right technology to make it easier.
That's great. So how many practices are in your network?
So we just opened our 12th practice. So we're still tiny. We have them all over the country. We have a couple in Seattle, a couple in Phoenix, a couple in Vegas, you know, over the East Coast, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, Boston, in Hanover, New Hampshire. And again, what we do is we work with payers because part of it, of course, is we get paid differently. So again, self-insured employers, union trusts, and now some health plans.
So do you convert? If I have friends who are primary care doctors and they want a better way of interacting with patients, so can they come to you and say, "I want to become one of your practices"?
No, we actually build them from scratch. We think the whole is sort of greater than some of the parts, and it's a very integrated model. We've built our own IT platform because we think that the EMRs out there are built to document, code, and bill, not take care of people. We have our own sort of staffing model. We have a space design that we think works well. We have a culture we're building. Again, we're hiring lots of docs. So if you want to work for us, we're happy to have you come join us. But we're not converting practices, right? I think it's a lot easier to build the right culture at the moment than try and convert one.
Well, that was another great quote of yours that I captured on our social media feed, which was, "Today's EHRs are built for coding. They're not built for life management."
No, they're not at all. And it's not their fault, but that's the business model. They sell it to docs by, "We'll help you code more level 4 visits." But it gets in the way of actually taking care of patients. So that's why we had to sort of scrap it and start over.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming to the Population Health Conference and sharing what you're doing to really reinvent primary care. How do people get in touch with you and your practice if they want to become part of one of your teams?
Yeah, no, so we're looking for tons of people. The best way is go on our website, www.iorahealth.com, and they can get a hold of me and get a hold of folks who are helping us grow there.
Thank you for making such a great difference and recognizing that it's about my life and that I'm not a set of medical conditions.
Yeah. Great.
Thanks.
Great to be here.